There's been so much rain this spring that instead of doom and gloom, let's start singing with our pruny selves. Welcome to Coolsville, where we're featuring one of the coolest movies of all time. I'm Andrew M. Steves. Had I not been a wildly successful human service counselor and was actually coordinated, I would have been a hoofer. Gotta dance. Singing in the rain on Coolsville. What do they think I am, dumb as something? Why, I make more money than Calvin Coolidge. Put together. Gene Kelly was born in Pittsburgh in 1912. He eventually decided to pursue a career as a dance teacher and full-time entertainer, so he dropped out of law school after 2 months. In 1937, having successfully managed and developed the family's dance school business, he moved to New York City in search of work as a choreographer. In 1940, he got a lead role in Rodgers and Hart's musical production of Pal Joey. The role made him a star. His colleagues at this time noticed his great commitment to rehearsal and hard work. Van Johnson, who also appeared in Pal Joey, recalled, "I watched him rehearsing, and it seemed to me that there was no possible room for improvement." Yet, he wasn't satisfied. It was midnight, and we had just been rehearsing since 8 in the morning. I was making my way sleepily down the long flight of stairs when I heard staccato steps coming from the stage. I could see just a single lamp burning. Under it, a figure was dancing, Gene Kelly. He was not pleasant to work with because of perfectionism, but as a result, Kelly made many great musicals. Anchors Away, On the Town, For Me and My Gal, and Summer Stock. An American in Paris won the Academy Award for Best Picture. His next picture was Singin' in the Rain. Taking place during the rise of the talkies, we meet Don Lockwood and Lena Lamont, who have risen to stardom during the silent film era of Hollywood. Beautiful, charismatic, and influential, the two combine to make a great on-screen pair. The introduction of talking pictures poses a great threat to the two stars, however, when it's discovered by audiences that Lena has a decidedly un-movie star-like voice. Enter young studio singer Kathy Seldon, a woman who lacks the stardom of Miss Lamont, but possesses the beautiful voice of which Lena is in dire need. Singin' in the Rain was not successful upon first release, with critics seeing it as a mediocre follow-up to An American in Paris. Over time, public sentiment changed, and it is now considered one of the greatest American musical films. On Rotten Tomatoes, the film has a perfect 100% approval rating. The website's critical consensus reads, "Clever, incisive, and funny. Singin' in the Rain is a masterpiece of the classical Hollywood musical." My favorite movie critic, the late Roger Ebert of the Chicago Sun-Times, wrote, "There is no movie musical more fun than Singin' in the Rain, and few that remain as fresh over the years. Its originality is even more startling if you reflect that only one of its songs was written new for the film, and that producers plundered MGM's storage vaults for sets and props, and that the movie was originally ranked below An American in Paris, which won a Best Picture Oscar. The verdict of the years knows better than Oscar. Singin' in the Rain is a transcendent experience, and no one who loves movies can afford to miss it." I'm Andy Steves. You're listening to stuff about my favorite musical, Singin' in the Rain, on Coolsville. The movie was filmed in 1952, but takes place in the late 20s. If the shooting schedule had been tighter, it could have been called Singin' in the Drizzle. When they first tried to film the most famous sequence, it was on a hot day, and all the homes near the studio were using their lawn sprinklers, meaning there was not enough water pressure to provide a decent shower. It was reshot early the next morning. Gene Kelly was sick with a fever of 103. The water used in the scene caused Kelly's wool suit to shrink during filming. A common myth is that Kelly managed to perform the entire song in one take, thanks to cameras placed at predetermined locations. However, filming the sequence took 2 to 3 days, and another myth is that the rain was mixed with milk for the drops to show up better on camera, but that's bogus. As Gene Kelly recalled, he approached the performance by tapping into his inner child. "The whole thing had to be done like a child in the state of euphoria," he said. His mother said, "Don't jump in the puddles," And we all wanted to do that all our lives. The guy was so much in love, that's what he did. Gene Kelly and Debbie Reynolds did not get along, partly due to her lack of dancing experience. Though Debbie was a skilled gymnast, Kelly said, "Fortunately, Debbie is as strong as an ox," he said. Also, she was great at mimicry. After the song Good Morning was filmed, Kelly felt the tap sounds were not good enough, so he danced the number again in the dubbing room, both his own part and Debbie's. She later admitted the friction between the two may have been caused by her tendency to chew gum. Before one scene, she stuck the gum on the rung of a ladder, which Kelly rested his head on, and when he moved away, so did his toupee. Gene Kelly was not the first choice to play Don Lockwood. Actor-singer Howard Keel was. Kelly got the part when it was rewritten to be an ex-vaudeville singer-dancer instead of a cowboy actor. Unlike many movie musicals at the time, it was not adapted from a Broadway show. It was a new script featuring old songs written for previous movies. Make 'em Laugh was the only song made especially for the film. The song was written to sound something along the lines of Be a Clown from Cole Porter's 1947 MGM musical The Pirate. Director Stanley Donen went even further by saying Make 'em Laugh was pretty much a ripoff, a 100% plagiarism of Be a Clown. Cole Porter did not sue because he was grateful for all the career support Stanley Donen had given him. Sid Charisse was only on screen for a few minutes in the Broadway melody ballad in Singin' in the Rain, but she made a lasting impact on moviegoers. Charisse had to be taught how to smoke a cigarette for the scene. Her legs were insured for $1 million. Sid Charisse suffered as a child from polio, which causes muscle weakness, and she took up dancing only to build up her muscle strength. Gene Kelly was self-conscious of his height. He choreographed his dance scenes with Charisse to hide the fact that she was taller than he was. In an early draft of the script, Singin' in the Rain was to be sung by Reynolds, O'Connor, and Kelly, emerging from a restaurant after the flop preview of The Dueling Cavalier, to celebrate the idea of changing the film into a musical. They scrapped that idea. For the Make 'em Laugh number, Kelly asked O'Connor to revive a move he did as a young dancer, running up a wall and completing a somersault. O'Connor suffered from exhaustion and painful carpet burns, ending up in hospital for a week. He said, "I was smoking 4 packs of cigarettes a day then, and getting up those walls was murder." When he did return, O'Connor learned that a technical glitch had ruined all the footage and he had to do the whole thing all over again. Boy, I'd be PO'd. Donald O'Connor, though, won a Best Actor Golden Globe for his role in the movie. Kelly was a demanding director, and most of the dancing is seen without much editing. Both Reynolds and O'Connor described Kelly as a tyrant. Debbie was only 19 when she starred in Singin' in the Rain, while Kelly was 39. She still lived at home with her parents during the film's production, and her commute involved taking 3 buses to the set every morning. She was often in tears at MGM Studios due to the difficult training. She was comforted by Fred Astaire, who told her, "You're not gonna die. That's what it's like to learn to dance. If you're not sweating, you're not doing it right." At the end of shooting the number Good Morning, which took 14 hours, Reynolds needed to be carried to her dressing room and she burst blood vessels in her feet. Debbie Reynolds later said, "Singing in the Rain and childbirth were the hardest things I ever had to do." In the movie, Kathy Seldon, played by Debbie Reynolds, dubs Lena Lamont's voice. Lena was played by Jean Hagen. If you can follow me here, in the looping sequence, when Kathy is seen dubbing Lena Lamont's dialogue, it is actually Gene Hagen's own voice dubbing Debbie Reynolds, dubbing Gene Hagen. Huh? If you haven't watched the movie, it's a must-see just for Lena Lamont. Gene Hagen was nominated for an Oscar in this role. She was hilarious. Singing in the Rain on Coolsville, I'm Andy Steves. Singer Betty Noyes is behind the singing voice of Reynolds, singing the numbers Would You and You Are My Lucky Star, though Debbie does sing the other songs in the picture. The song Singing in the Rain was not especially written for the musical. In fact, it was the seventh time it had been used on the big screen. Written by Arthur Freed with music by Nacio Herb Brown, the song made its film debut in the movie The Ship from Shanghai in 1930. It was performed by a nightclub band and sung in a Chinese dialect. Jimmy Durante sang Singing in the Rain briefly in Buster Keaton's 1932 comedy Speakeasy. Judy Garland sang it in the 1940 musical Little Nellie Kelly. The song was performed by William Bendix and cast in 1948's The Babe Ruth Story. Dean Martin did the song for laughs in 1950 on the Colgate Comedy Hour show. Viewers saw him drenched in water by partner Jerry Lewis. In 1961, Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney, who happens to be George Clooney's aunt, recorded the song for their radio show. Diana Krall is the most recent artist to cover Singing in the Rain. It appears on her album from 2020. Speaking about the most famous version of the song, Debbie Reynolds said, "Just the rain, a street, a lamppost, an umbrella, and a genius made that an unforgettable number." Gene Kelly wanted Rita Moreno, who played Zelda Zanders, to cut her hair for the role, but she refused, so she wore a wig instead. Moreno was unimpressed by Reynolds, saying, "I remember honestly thinking I could have done that part. I was a way better dancer." Rita got her chance in the limelight when she won an Oscar for The King and I in 1957 and had a big part in West Side Story 4 years later. After Reynolds' death in 2016, Rita Moreno is the last surviving star of the movie. She just celebrated her 92nd birthday in December of 2023. Costume designer Walter Plunkett said the film required more ornately detailed costumes than Gone with the Wind, which he had worked on as well. Most of the costumes from this film were eventually acquired by Debbie Reynolds and held in her massive collection of original film costumes, sets, and props. Many of these items were sold at a 2011 auction in Hollywood. Donald O'Connor's green check suit and shoes are on permanent display at the Costume World Broadway Collection Museum at Pompano Beach in Florida. The film's network television premiere had to be postponed due to the assassination of President John F. Kennedy in 1963. The soundstage used for the title sequence was used for street scenes in the show Seinfeld. Jean Hagen was nominated for a Best Supporting Actress Oscar for her performance as squeaky-voiced silent film star Lena Lamont. Singing in the Rain was also Oscar-nominated for Best Score. In 1989, the Library of Congress selected the film for preservation due to its cultural, historical, and aesthetic significance. The last shot of Good Morning, with the three of them falling over the couch, took 40 takes. And one of my pet peeves is that they took a really great song like Good Morning and made it into a Viagra commercial. That's all it's known for now. Great song like that, and that's all it's known for. Why I oughta. I inherited my love for old MGM musicals from my dear mother Mary. We spent many a Friday late night watching great old movies that are still in my collection to this day. They are old friends and great memories of Mom that I'll always cherish. She introduced me to Debbie Reynolds in the movie Tammy and the Bachelor, with Leslie Nielsen, of all people. Surely you can't be serious. Of course, Debbie was Princess Leia's mom. My parents also showed me Donald O'Connor in a series of movies with Francis the Talking Mule. It was only after watching Singing in the Rain that I realized that he was one of the best dancers of all time. This episode is complete. Gives me happy feet. I hope it was a treat. Those movies can't be beat. Ba-dum-bum-bum. We're on Spotify. Hit the follow button, s'il vous plaît. Share on Facebook. Tell your friends. Tell your neighbors. Upbeat is the royalty-free music site that provides my music. So thankful for your support each week. My name is Andy Steves. Come on back next week for another spine-tingling episode of Coolsville.